In Bournemouth, the hospital fought flu with 70s disco.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
In Barnet, North London, it was a festive number.
I don't want a Christmas with flu.
And in Birmingham, they roped in boxer Evander Holyfield to convince staff to have the jab. The heavyweight campaign was the only one that worked. The city's Children's Hospital vaccinated almost 9 out of 10 staff this winter. Nationally, just half of all NHS staff had a jab that stops them spreading a potentially deadly virus around the wards. Here they say that's just not acceptable.
We've got lots of children in the hospital that are already very sick already. The last thing we need is for them to get flu. Also to protect themselves, we don't want our staff to go off sick, but we also want to protect them at home as well and make sure that they don't pick something up in the hospital and take it home to their families.
Official figures show that of 153 hospital trusts, just 40 vaccinated 75% of staff, the target set by the Department of Health. King's College Hospital in London had the lowest rate, with less than 30% of frontline staff vaccinated. Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, the Royal Marsden Cancer Hospital and the Royal Brompton Heart Hospital also had low rates, and they treat particularly vulnerable patients. This lung specialist says staff who refuse the vaccine are being irresponsible.
I think there's a certain level of naivety in the sense that they don't perceive that they are protecting colleagues or protecting patients and feel that they're not vulnerable themselves to flu. Why should they have an influenza vaccine?
Once the virus gets on the ward, it can quickly spread. Here at the Leicester Royal Infirmary just last month, 6 children on the high dependency unit came down with swine flu. 3 had to be isolated. The source of the infection was never traced, and it could be a visitor, but barely half the staff have been vaccinated.
Failure to hit the vaccination target could prove costly to hospitals. The Department of Health told Sky News that only in exceptional circumstances would they be considered for a share of a £250 million windfall to help the A&E pressure next winter. It added, uptake is currently at its highest level ever. However, it is clear there is more to do. Expect more cheesy videos next winter, but there is growing frustration that health workers need so much convincing to protect the health of patients. Thomas Moore, Sky News.